This week's episode of 16 Bits Podcast is brought to you by PolyAir. When you're not breathing right and you have some congestion, maybe you need PolyAir. Listen to one of our satisfied customers.
I can't breathe right. I have congestion.
That's right. Sniffing a bag of manure won't get the job done. You're going to want to breathe PolyAir. Here, now listen to our customer who's tried PolyAir.
I can't breathe right, and I have congestion. Let me try this PolyAir.
Slowly and surely over time, PolyAir will correct everything wrong with your lungs.
I don't have AIDS anymore.
That's unprecedented. Oh my god, this is unprecedented. This has never happened before. We've cured AIDS! PolyAir's cured AIDS!
No, wait, there it is. I still have it.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Charlie Sheen. PolyAir and the 16 Bits Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 95 of the 16 Bits Podcast. Today is Thursday, November 19th, 2015. My name is Josh Callahan. I have coffee. I'm joined by Scott Narver. Scott Narver, how the fuck are you?
I'm good. I have water.
Good. That's good. That's almost coffee, but not quite. Welcome to the holiday months of video game time. Everything is out. Video games have shot their collective load.
All out now, right? Is there going to be anything that comes out between now and...
Yes. With the exception of course... What's that?
Between now and Kwanzaa?
Yeah, actually, there will be. Apart from the sort of things that come out on Steam sort of at a regular trickle or pace,
right, but
independent
I'm talking
games.
Real games.
Right, of
man.
Course, yes. Real games for real gamers. None of those fake gamers that everybody doesn't
Your
like.
Your grandma can't buy some Steam game like Showering with My Dad.
She could, though.
She there's no way she'd know how.
I mean, she's dead, but it would be very difficult for her to do that.
That's true. My grandmother is dead.
Is dead, yeah.
But on top of that, she can't go find it at Walmart.
No, she can't go find it at Walmart.
What can you
get? You talk about the AAA. You talk about the big guns.
So many A's that just A's for
A's,
days.
A's for days. I heard Charlie Sheen has A's.
Oh, A's for days.
Sad version.
Somebody call Emilio.
Get better, Charlie. Anyway, so we have two big releases left on the docket.
Oh.
One of them, I'm actually pretty excited about both of them.
Okay.
But I'm really excited for one of them based on a video I saw. So, Rainbow Six Siege is coming out in December. I think December 1st, I think.
Okay.
Which is
you're going to miss out on all the Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
They are.
Or is that Cyber Monday?
No, that's Cyber Tuesday. It is the Tuesday after Cyber Monday.
Is it?
Which is, of course, Vacuum Tube Tuesday.
That's a fun day. Because that's for all those prepubescent boys...
Yeah,
they're really trying to find out
just
about
just discovering their own bodies. Like, whoa, uh-oh. The other game is Just Cause 3.
Oh.
Buddy, I watched some footage of that yesterday. The good people at Giant Bomb had an interview with the developers where they brought a PC and they played the game on it. Man. Wow. I'm very rarely kind of impressed by... gameplay footage these days anymore because you know everything inside me is dead and there's a hole I'll never fill.
Yeah,
but it looks amazing. It's
amazing.
It's beautiful looking and the physics are so cool. I recommend everybody go try and check that out.
Can he get sprained ankles? It seems like he would easily get sprained ankles.
I don't think so. I think he's got pretty solid footing most of the time. The game's running on their solid footing engine.
I'd like to
see...
It
was developed by 18 Mountain Goats, so it's going to be... I think it's going to be pretty good.
I'd like to see Just Cause 6, the story of the guy that DDP Yoga helped save.
Like
the paratrooper that just annihilated his legs and
wait,
he can't walk anymore.
Is that the guy with the guy he like brings
Arthur.
Arthur, yes. The guy he brings everywhere,
mm-hmm.
who's kind of like his mascot now.
Yeah.
It's a little...
Jared from Subway who, you know,
right.
does
but,
it right.
But not that stuff.
Right.
But not the other stuff.
He loves sandwiches, but not little boys.
Right. Yeah. Boy, that all went sideways real fast. He just got sentenced to prison today. 15 years.
Arthur? No! Why? What did he do?
No, it's okay. Arthur's fine. No, Jared Fogle from Subway.
Oh.
15 years in prison, he's gone.
Eat fresh.
He will.
eat fresh fish.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So those two
He's
going
to die in prison.
You think so?
Yeah. When everybody's gonna go like, "Hey, the subway guy. Hey, look at that guy. What'd you do? What did you do? Dead."
I like that they wouldn't have. They have TV in prison.
Yeah, but they don't necessarily keep up on that. Oh, maybe they want escapism, you know? Like, they don't want the...
I like that there'd be one... Like, the most violent criminal in prison. Like, he sits down to read the newspaper just every Sunday, and then he's reading it, he slowly pulls it down past his face, and Jared is sitting on the other side of the lunchroom.
He's looking at an article featuring Jared in a pose.
Yeah.
The exact same Jared.
That he is then duplicating on the other side of the lunchroom. And then he slowly folds up the newspaper.
Jared's wearing his prison pants that are way too large.
Way too large.
And he's checking to see.
Yeah, those big orange.
It looks as
pants.
Though he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And that's the exact same photo they used in the article.
That's
it's
right.
Like, look how much weight I lost.
Right.
And he's like, that's the guy.
Yeah. And then, boy, it's ugly from that point forward. It is a real mess. It is a real mess.
Calling it, Jared dies in jail.
Oh, boy. That, well, all right.
Prison. Jail's different, right?
It is.
Yeah.
But either way. We know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You heard it here first, folks. The morbid as fuck Scott Narver Death Lottery is a feature that is almost certainly not here to stay. Did you play Just Cause 2?
No, I didn't.
Not at all?
No.
Oh, man.
I remember wanting to play it, but the open world games can get... I love them to death.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you play a couple of them back to back, you go like, "I need a break." It's just too big,
overwhelming.
All the traveling,
right?
Gets to you.
Well, you know, a lot of those games have fast travel now. But
and
That game is big on
it. But it also went like, it's the biggest map ever. So
and it's always isn't it all? It's always the biggest map ever. Mm-hmm. You know, I was playing Fallout this afternoon. I checked. I'm 21 hours into Fallout.
Okay.
I have a friend who has played 89 hours.
What's
and,
their name?
And has beaten it. What's that?
What's their name?
Oh, I don't want to give it away. His name is Sam.
We had a Troy that we talked about last week listen to the show because it told him you braved
him.
Oh,
no. Oh, no. What
he
did he say?
To the show. He was very happy that he was mentioned on a podcast.
Oh,
it's
but then I...
for him now.
But then I said bad things about him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was flattered.
Hang on 1 second. We're going to take a quick pause. Great. Thank you for that. So in the video... I guess in this... So, you know, in the previous games, there were plastic explosives. You could just plant them and blow stuff up. And
okay.
That was most of the game, right? It was just kind of blowing shit up.
Yeah.
In this one, they are plastic explosives, well, some kind of explosive anyway, but they can propel an object. They're like little jet engines. So, like, for example, in the video, they strap some of these explosives to a dumpster and sort of made it spin out into a circle and then spin up into the air and explode.
Well, that's neat.
Like, you can use them to propel objects in the world.
Oh.
So just, you know, people ask, like, or they talk about, well, you know, this generation of consoles and hardware, it looks good. It doesn't look as good as I thought. And it's like, well, you know, sometimes they use that extra computational power for things like physics and that kind of stuff. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what kind of cool, dumb physics shit a game like Just Cause can do.
Yeah, suck at Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft.
With your amazing graphics.
Dude, Minecraft is so fun. You should really try it.
I did.
Oh, do you have the iPad version?
No.
Oh, you should get it.
Oh, no.
Okay, well.
I tried it
this
on...
This was fun.
I tried it on 360. And I went like, I'm getting dizzy.
Getting dizzy?
Well, because it's nauseating, the graphics.
Oh,
you look
boy.
At the ground and you go like, what's happening?
No, come on. See, I think you just need to play these games with people who are excited about playing them.
Isn't that advice that you should be taking?
No. Do as I say, Scott, not as I do.
Oh.
No. God, Jesus, no. Are you kidding? Ugh, yucky. Ugh. Anyway, so those are the two big remaining December releases.
Okay.
Rainbow Six Siege and Just Cause 3, both of which I think are going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, all right.
In different ways. That Rainbow Six Siege multiplayer beta was a blast with people that I knew. I can't imagine playing that game with strangers.
Right.
It's a lot of teamwork to expect out of a bunch of randos on the internet, you know?
Like a Battlefront, but you gotta play with randos.
Like a Battlefront. No, you don't gotta play with randos.
You got 20 friends to play with on Hoth.
Oh, I see. Got it. No.
You gotta play with randos.
You do.
And landos.
And you can only play with landos.
Mm-hmm. And they betray you.
I know. Every time.
Which is no good.
They come through in the end.
Eventually. But you've been frozen in carbonite for years.
How you doing, Chewbacca? Hello. Yeah, so I don't have Battlefront. I actually went to a party last night at a friend's house who is friends with folks who worked on the game.
Oh.
And they had a big outdoor screen set up, and okay. we played Battlefront on the outdoor screen.
Yes.
In his backyard, and we barbecued, and it was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was cool. That game.
Did you shoot some womp rats?
Did not bullseye any womp rats. Mm. Not a single womp rat. We didn't womp on any rats
All right.
whatsoever. But I'll tell you, man, that is a gorgeous game.
Quite.
You know, boy, is that game beautiful. Holy shit, is that good looking.
Found out some news.
Shoot.
A friend of ours, unaware of the show.
Yeah.
Misty Lee.
Yes, the voice of Princess Leia.
Yes.
Yes. We actually discussed that last night.
Who?
A friend of the show, Alex Backus's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and Princess Leia is incredibly powerful in that game.
Is that right?
I found out, yes.
I saw some battles between her and Darth Vader.
Yep.
She never won.
Okay, well.
She had a blaster.
Right,
she
yeah.
She seems to run away really well and get a lightsaber thrown in her back quite easily.
She has,
is that her power?
It's not. She's got, she has three powers. One of them is a shield, like a big shield she can drop. She's like a support class, I would say. She has a big shield she can drop. She can also spawn a health pack for herself, which is really important.
Oh, so she can cook and protect like a real mother.
My god, these games
are sexist.
No.
And the men just attack. I see what this is. Battlefront's so misogynistic.
And then she's got an incredibly powerful one-shot pistol that'll just blow the back of your fucking brains out.
Yeah,
so there
when
is
you
that.
Anger a woman, it's just one shot, and you're like, these games
actually,
are terrible.
We actually played that last night, so they have a mode in the game where it's you as a hero, and there are three per side. So there's Han, Leia, and Luke,
yes.
And then there's Boba Fett, Darth Vader, and Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, man.
So,
I was hoping to Salacious Crumb.
No Salacious Crumb. He's going to come in the Salacious Crumb DLC.
I'm buying it. It could be $38 and I'll buy that.
And you pick one of those characters on either side.
Okay.
And then it's you and like a group of maybe 5 to 6 AI soldiers.
Okay.
And then
so
you.
So Haley Joel Osment, Jude Law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Is he the guy who finished the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Kubrick, right. Never saw that.
It's not
They,
good.
Like, leave him in the forest or something, right? Like a dog?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a terrible, terrible movie.
I have no interest in seeing it, really.
You shouldn't.
I'm going to pass. Pass. I pass. I'm passing.
X gets
Next
the
question.
Square.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was fun. We played split-screen multiplayer a lot, which is interesting. I haven't done that in a really long time.
Did you get to play as all the different characters or
a
couple?
I didn't, because to be honest with you, the game doesn't... It's good. I'm not super interested in playing it like that.
Okay.
I don't think.
You like being a grunt.
No, that wasn't it. I just, you know, it was... I don't know. I don't like split screen, first of all. I'm not crazy about split screen.
Well, no wonder you didn't play it in
Yeah,
forever.
we're
Oh, I hate this.
We're sort of I don't hate it. I played a couple matches.
I hate your party.
I did, right? Fuck your party! And then I just stormed out, marching high with my knees in the air. it's fun. It was fun, but I don't know. I need to get it. I have to get it and sit down and play it for a number of hours before I can make any like concrete judgments about it. So I'll get the PC version, I think, probably next week, and
okay.
I'll have some time around the holidays.
Yes.
The holidays.
And if you eat too much, it's the holidays, D-A-Z.
Oh, clever.
Barf.
It's fun. Again, though, amazing looking and amazing sounding. The
yeah.
sound in that game is, like, top shelf.
They did a great job because they
so good.
They make me want to jump in on these types of games that I don't play.
Yeah.
They Star Wars skinned it, and I'm
yep.
like, it looks great. I'm
you
in.
Know, and there are, like, there is a, I was told that there is a very limited amount of sort of, like, single-player content, but it's not story-driven. It's kind of like, it's these multiplayer missions that you could play by yourself if you wanted to.
Good, I like that.
Yeah, but there's not a ton of them.
Yeah, that's too
so,
bad. I hope if and when they do another one,
yeah.
that there is a lot more single-player options.
I think they've got a long DLC tail for that game. Planned
that you think would be single player?
No, I don't.
Damn.
I don't. The first one is the Battle of Jakku, which is from the new movie, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's coming out real soon, I think, like first or second. It's before the end of the year.
Because the movie's coming out.
Because the movie's coming. You got to get it out with the movie.
Yeah.
They've got to get it out the door with the movie. So yeah, that was fun. I mean, it's, you know, it's an all right game. I bet it's going to go on sale, and I bet you'll be able to get a pretty good deal on it.
I bet you I will.
Yeah, I bet you will. So.
I got a bit of news for you.
Let's hear it. Oh, wait, let's do the news theme. You know the one.
Yeah.
You ready? Here we go. On three.
Same time.
It's one, two, three. News.
All the 85 takes that we did of that, and that was the usable one.
Finally, it pays off. That's the only good take we had.
The EA curse has struck again.
Oh, no. Why? Did someone's child get turned into a goat?
Yes.
Ronda Rousey?
Martin Sheen.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Ronda Rousey?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. She lost her MMA fight.
Very much.
I saw. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I don't care for MMA.
I do.
Okay.
I love MMA. I am a big UFC fan.
Uh-huh.
I don't watch it that much anymore because when I watch UFC and WWE wrestling and all that stuff at the same time, wrestling is very fake.
Yeah, well, yes.
So it exposes it a lot.
I see. So you know, you're trying to keep the illusion intact for yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
So I chose.
Yeah, I respect that.
And I don't do MMA podcasts because that just seems like a bunch of broy bros talking out of their asses.
Hey, what's the deal with Dana White?
In what way?
That guy seems like kind of a human shitheel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't tell him I said that, because he'll probably rip my head off and put it back on.
He'll just
around.
Tweet something nasty.
Yeah. Nah. I don't need all that in my life.
He gets it. Like, he's aware of who he is. Mm-hmm. He swears way too much.
Yeah.
But
I swear a lot. See? Fuck, shit, piss.
Yeah, but you're also not running a billion-dollar industry.
Well, not yet.
And saying stupid shit. Like, he said a lot of stupid shit back in the day about women's MMA.
Oh, sure.
And that it would never be a thing. They would never have it, and it's stupid.
And like, that's the only thing that people seem to have been talking about this whole fucking year.
Right, and it happened years ago, and before, and way later, he apologized for it. He made a public apology, going like, I was wrong.
Okay.
I was totally wrong.
Still, though, everything I hear about him, he always sounds like kind of a shithead.
He's kind of a shithead, but he does a lot of great things for the sport because he loves it so much. He's not a Don King where
there's nothing he loves more than watching two grown men or women pound each other into absolute hamburger until one of them is almost dead.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Got it.
And making sure they get paid for it.
Of course. Well, that's very important. I would want to be paid for that too.
Unlike a Don King, we're making sure Don King got paid for it.
Yeah. Is Don King still alive?
I think so.
Yeah. Remember Lucius Sweet on The Simpsons?
Lucius Sweet.
He's the Don King character.
Oh, yes.
That episode where we discovered that Mo was a boxer.
That's right.
Kid Mo. Man, mm-hmm. God, that show was so good. You know, it's on FXX like 5 nights a week or 4 nights a week.
FXX?
Yeah.
All their apps are the worst. They
Buddy,
constantly
I just
sign you out.
I just discovered that this week.
It's
I finally
awful.
Signed up for the Simpsons World thing so I could maybe watch an episode of The Simpsons before bed.
Mm-hmm.
They're slow. They're not well put together.
It signs you out all the time. Like, you have to log in again. It's like, no, you got to go verify on another thing.
Oh, I see. I haven't had that issue. Mostly, my big gripe is just with how poorly designed the whole thing is.
And it is that as well.
Yeah. No, it's not great.
No.
It's not great. So, the EA curse, right. That's usually Madden. Right? Usually where that happens.
Yeah, but other EA, you know, basketball players, other...
Hockey players, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it's happened across the gamut. So it happened to everybody. And on that pay-per-view, I watched it. And they're touting... I forget the title that they gave her. Like, the world's female American sport...
Can they just make up
icon.
Whatever they want?
They're just saying all this stuff
to
hype that... They're announcing the cover of the game, and there was one person, Ronda was on it, and there was going to be another person to be announced soon.
Got it.
For UFC 2 is the game, which is a very stupid title.
Huh. They're not going by years, huh?
No, because they don't come out annually.
Oh, okay. But that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but it's
not
still,
a bad thing.
It's still goofy because they've had other UFC games in the past.
Right.
And it's just weird to call it 2.
Okay.
I think you'd sooner go the route of, like, UFC balls are punched. Starring Ronda Rousey.
Probably their backup title, but yes.
I should hope so. Or Dana's a shit heel.
Dana White's a shit heel. Yeah.
And they were premiering it. She's on the cover. Yeah. And that night, she gets her ass handed to her by Holly Holm.
Well, you know, I mean, how many fights has she won? All of them, right?
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
12.
She was undefeated.
Yes, as was Holly Holm.
No kidding. How come we never heard about her? Because her fights weren't as fast and as brutal?
Well, she wasn't marketed.
Huh.
She was marketed recently because she was the opponent. You had to make someone credible in the eyes of the fan.
Right, sure, yeah.
To buy
like,
it. But
like boxing.
She was a champion boxer, and then she was in the world of MMA, but she was 9-0.
Holy shit.
And it was... She had Greg Jackson in her corner, who's like the master game plan aficionado in the world of MMA. And
like figuring out, picking apart, watching all that video.
Yeah, watching all the video.
Picking
and going
apart
like,
somebody's performance. And
saying Ronda's great at all these things. She sucks at this. So go exploit this. That. And she did.
Yeah. Okay.
Ronda's not a great striker or a great counter striker.
Does that mean she's bad at punching?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kicking.
I mean, why not just call it punching?
Dealing with it.
See, punching and kicking seems really important to me in that sport.
Because it's striking, because if you just say punching, that leaves out kicks.
Of course. How did she win so much if she was not a good puncher or kicker?
Because she's very aggressive and can get in a flurry and be fast.
Ah, but, she's got speed.
But a long-term striking
game...
She's
got speed, kid.
She does not have.
I see.
Because
she gets sleepy?
Oh, yeah, she gets very sleepy.
She gets real tired?
The problem is that her coach gives her that sleepy time tea.
That'll get you.
Yeah.
Fuck. They only weren't sponsored by Bigelow. That's the worst. not Bam Bam. The tea company.
That was the one I thought of.
Right, of course. Yeah.
He's dead.
Right. He's very dead.
You don't want a dead sponsor.
Look, that's the last thing. That's absolutely the last thing you want.
By the way, no money's going to come in.
No, not at all. This week's episode brought to you by the Texas Tornado, Chris Benoit, The Ultimate Warrior, and Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, man, I love them. Well, no, to be fair, I don't like Texas Tornado. Oh,
okay. Well,
he was boring as
rest
shit.
Rest in peace. And the British Bulldog.
And he had 1 foot.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
What?
Yeah.
No.
1 foot.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How?
Explain
yourself.
The other one was gone?
Where?
I think in a car accident.
No.
Yeah.
How?
Two cars collided.
Did he wrestle? How did he wrestle?
With a boot. And it was like a loaded, weighted boot.
No, that's amazing.
He would lace up and do everything so that people didn't see it and know about it. But yeah, for
the people in the
not his entire career, more towards the end of it.
Oh God, that's even worse. How did people in the locker room know?
Eventually, people they found out.
They saw him without a foot.
Hey man, let me borrow your shoe.
Oh boy.
Whoa, not the whole thing.
Well, he used to wear those things on his boots. The
a tassel-y
boot. Yeah, tassel-y boot. Mm-hmm. Is that the name of it?
It's to compensate. Thinking like, oh, that guy's got 2 feet.
That's all I could think about whenever I saw him.
You know, Texas Tornado, the first EA curse.
How do I know you got feet in those shoes right now?
You don't.
Oh, boy.
This episode is brought to you by feet.
Yeah.
Have 2 of them.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
So, yeah, the EA curse strikes again.
Again. Boy.
Look out, Stormtrooper.
Yeah, but they're coming for you next. That's going to be the end of the news segment. News.
The outro is a little different than
it's
the intro.
And I think going forward, you'll probably notice that it's
every
a little different
time.
Every time. Every single time. So apart from the usual, the game that when I got up for 4 minutes, you stopped to play.
Are you talking about WWE Supercard?
Yes. Do you get a dollar every time you say the name on the show?
God, if I did, I'd have like $8.
What have you been playing?
Well, Josh, don't worry. They've added Season 2 Survivor cards now, so Legendary is not the topper at all.
Uh-huh.
So,
look, I love a good topper as much as anybody else.
Well, now the topper is Survivor. Oh. Survivor tier.
Survivor tiers.
What game did I play this week?
Yeah, what'd you play?
Mafia 2.
Wow. Okay. There's a blast from the past. Well, all right. Why?
Well, as I mentioned last week, going like, all right, I want all these new games that are coming out. I went on a big trip.
I'm not going to buy any of them.
I had the free game of Mafia 2. It was a free Games for Gold game.
Yeah.
And unlike you, I go back into the games that I've acquired.
You're right. And, you're, you know what? You're right to chastise me for doing that.
And play through it. And yeah. I went, this is a game that I've always wanted to play. It's always been in bins forever for $20. And I realized I got it for free. It's like,
tired of seeing this game in bins.
No more bins.
I just want to see it in a box or a case.
Put it in a digital bin.
Jesus Christ.
So I played it.
Yeah.
And I played the entire thing. I beat it.
How long did that take you?
Longer than it should, and here's why. My main gripe.
Because that's an open world game, right?
Here's my main gripe of the game.
Yeah.
It is an open world game. Okay. But it's incredibly linear.
Right. Okay, sure. Is that the... I'm sorry to interrupt very quickly.
Sure.
Remind me, is that the game where you have to obey traffic laws?
Yep.
Yeah, my favorite.
Except the red lights and stuff, you don't.
Oh, really?
The speed, you do.
Okay, that's what it was.
The speed you have to mind because a cop will pull you over.
Yeah. That was a game from, I remember playing it my freshman year of college, so around 2003.
Okay.
This
was PC first, right?
PC first, and then later 2002, 2003, systems. I remember playing it. When I was in school, there was, so this was like the nascent heyday of file sharing services, and I would not pirate a game anymore, but you know, game piracy almost killed PC gaming in the early 2000s. It almost was all gone. And then Steam kind of came in and saved the day. But there was a network on campus of people just sharing stuff.
Really?
So you could download a piece of software.
Did they have like a cool underground name?
No, I don't think so. I think it was because I was at UC Irvine. And I think it was just like anteater file sharing because we were the anteaters.
The name wasn't cool.
It wasn't cool. Was not cool. And I downloaded that game from there, and I felt obligated to play it, and I think I never finished it, shocker.
Wow.
But I think I ended up deleting it because I just wasn't having fun or something.
That happens a fair amount in that
game.
You have little waves of fun, and you go, hey, this game's all right. The problem is that game could be finished in like 4 hours.
Right. How long did it take you?
Probably around 15.
Yeah.
Because every mission and everything that you do is on the extreme side of the map.
Oh, they just have you going traveling back and forth.
And you have to do it.
Before the invention of fast travel, apparently.
Before the invention of fast travel and before the invention of, hey, why don't you go home for the night? So you mean just go to my apartment and click on use the bed, which saves the game and moves me to the next chapter? How about we just assume that I do that? How about we just say, like, the mission's over now.
Yeah.
And I go there.
Yep.
No, they didn't fucking do that at all.
My guess is they were shooting for immersion. They wanted you to feel like your character was going home to get some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Some sleepy time.
Did you want to get a sandwich before you go to bed and refill your life?
The answer is yes, always yes. I get that.
He makes 3 halves of sandwiches and puts it in his fridge. No one does that.
I like having the option to do that. Like, let's say I'm a person who really gets into the character that they're playing.
Sure.
You know, and like... You know, like, for example, in Fallout, I could build a whole base and live in it. Or I could never touch that stuff if I didn't want to. The option is nice, but having it forced on you, not great.
Yeah, it's not great. Don't get to customize your home. You don't get to do anything like that. And as you mentioned with the speed that you have to obey.
Yeah. Or the police will pull you over.
It's very strict.
Yeah.
And if you get in a car accident going over 60 miles per hour, you die.
Oh, boy.
You just die.
Yikes.
And the gigantic... cars that you're in that are all fucking
steel.
Metal.
Yeah. Those steel monsters.
You just die.
I learned about that from Back to the Future too. Remember when they're trying to land the DeLorean and he's like, no, it's made of steel!
Whoa, we'll just...
It'll shred through your aluminum can! Or whatever he says, I don't know.
That's right.
Mafia 2.
You just die. So, they're really strict about that stuff. You go on a drinking binge, you go to a bar and just order drink after drink after drink. The screen gets a little hazy from time to time. You don't walk funny. You don't throw up. You don't fall over. It's not like you can't shoot.
Right.
You're not hindered in any way realistically there.
Right. Well, like me, when I'm drunk, I can shoot just fine. I shoot perfectly straight when I've been drinking. I shoot better, in fact, when I've been drinking.
It's weird about the stuff that it's very particular about.
Yeah.
The story's pretty interesting. It's good at times. It's very... The game emotes in no way because it's very early motion capture.
Right, yeah.
So it's a printed face on there. And it's a good, realistic-looking face for the time.
But it doesn't move.
It That's a fucking move.
Right, of course not.
So when there are sad moments of, hey, he's dead. Are you serious? Like, everybody's got Botox.
It's all in the voice, you know? It's all in the voice.
So you can't get that invested, especially now.
Especially now, right?
The gunplay's pretty fun. You get a wide variety of different types of pistols and Tommy guns and such.
Yeah, all the Tommy guns in the world,
So shooting's all right.
I remember there were bombings in that game. You had to, like, go and bomb, like, small businesses, right? Am I thinking of the right game?
No, I think you're thinking of Godfather.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're thinking of the Godfather. There was a mission where you do, like, set off a bomb. Yeah, but you don't do anything specific for it. You just got to get to point A to point B to point C.
Like that scene in The Untouchables, you remember?
Yes.
Oh, that movie's so good.
Yes.
That movie's so fucking
good.
Del
Close with the titular line.
Go. Was he in it?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
He's the guy. What are you? The Untouchables?
Oh. I'll have to watch it again. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Any excuse.
Opportunity Knocks. He's in there.
Any excuse for me to watch The Untouchables, I'll take.
It's great.
You know they're doing a Mafia 3.
Oh.
Have you seen the trailers for it?
No.
It looks really interesting.
I'd be down.
Your character is, it takes place in like the late 60s, early 70s. You're back from Vietnam, and your character is of mixed, like, ethnic background. I think he's had a black father and a white, you know, like, he's mixed black and white parents, and something is happening with the Italian mafia. It's like in Louisiana, and there's sort of like maybe some kind. I think it's some kind of sort of almost Black Panthers-esque group, and they are warring with the mafia, and like the Italian mafia has done something terrible to his family, and now he is on a quest for revenge.
Interesting. Okay.
I think.
Because this one's a fake city.
Right.
It's New York.
This is definitely New Orleans. In the trailer, we should watch the trailer on the break.
We'll watch. Yeah.
It's really cool. It sort of makes you think like, are they really gonna sort of tell a cinematic kind of story here?
Tried to in 2.
It was early yet, you know.
Yeah, but they did a pretty good job for the time. The ending of the game is hilarious.
What happened? Okay, well,
spoilers, everybody.
Spoilers for Mafia 2. Please tell me how it ends. I'd like to know.
Okay, so your guy,
what's your character's name?
I think it's Vito.
Of course it is.
And you're dealing with the guy that you met in prison.
Yep.
Did you ever meet that guy?
Nah, I don't
know. Older guy. Well, the guy saved you. You save him and all this stuff. And then you're taking down the one boss that's corrupt and everything like that.
Yeah.
And you're with your friend Joe the whole time. You know, the guy who was in Forget Paris.
Oh, no.
The fat guy.
This is going.
And so he's going to turn on you at the end. He's got a gun on you. And then he's like, you know what? Let's take these guys out. And then, hey, why'd you help me out? It's like, you know that $5 you owe me? Like, you're still best of friends.
This fucking guy.
You. And then the guy, this Leo guy that's been your mentor, helped you out in prison, kept you alive, and then you saved his life later on in the game. Who then said, like, you fucked up in the end and you got to fix this. So he went and fixed the situation. He killed that mob boss. So you're riding with Leo. Your friend's riding in another car. And it's like, all right, now we got to go take care of something else. So they're driving and they're talking. And then the other car veers off in another direction. And he goes, whoa, where's Joe going? And he goes, the deal didn't involve Joe.
Oh, no.
And the camera goes on you. And then it's to the city. And that's the end of the game.
Oh, bad news for Joe, probably, though.
Yeah, like a gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's it. That's the end of your whole thing.
But, do they then drop you back into the open world so you can fuck around?
No.
Oh, right.
Game's over.
That was before that, too, I guess.
Game's over. Go choose a chapter.
You know, Fallout 3 didn't do that either in the beginning. Yeah. Fallout 3, when you beat it, like, that was the end. And then you couldn't, you know, they built this huge open world, and then you couldn't go back and fuck around. But eventually, they patched that in with some DLC, but, Boy, Mafia 2, I haven't thought about that game in a long time.
But Mafia 2 is all about one thing that I have yet to mention. Mafia 2 is all about the search for nudie pictures.
Are they power, like a collectible?
Yes.
Right.
The Playboy magazines that you go find, and you go find nude photos.
Yes.
And that's all the game comes about. Like, you're in major gunfights, and you're going, where's the Playboy magazine?
Way to elevate the medium, guys. Games is art, huh? Games is art.
Give me them titty pictures. Oh, boy. There's a button. This one.
I want to see them titty pictures. Fucking hell.
So, Mafia 3, you go find Playgirl magazines.
I hope that's true.
Search for the dong.
That's the subtitle. Mafia 3, search for the dong, which is probably the title of this episode now. Yeah, boy. Okay. Hey, I didn't expect you to have played something all the way through, certainly.
Yeah, I started playing the game, and then when I was about 5 hours in, I go, son of a bitch, I have Grand Theft Auto 5.
Let me ask you this. If we could somehow start getting review copies of games, would you have the time to play them and come back and give us a review?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Yes, I would carve out time. If I got like a homework
yeah.
via something that's technically getting paid for it,
right.
I would look at it.
You know, the on the PC end, that's a lot easier than console games. Because console games, they got to go through a whole process, you know?
Yeah.
To be vetted by Sony and Microsoft and so on and so forth. PC, they can just send you a code. Fucking thing might not work, but they can just send it to you. Especially with
can
like a
send
lot
you
of.
A code with digital games nowadays?
Yeah. I'm saying the game itself has to go through like a quality assurance process where on PC, you know, anybody can make a fucking game and send it to you. Whether or not it works or is good.
I see.
You know what I mean? So there are a lot of more, I think, motivated... For something, for a plan like that, there are more motivated independent developers in the PC space than there are on the console, simply because it's cheaper to get in.
They probably all make real-time strategies, and then end my life.
You know, the new StarCraft came out.
Oh!
I don't care.
StarCraft Battlefront.
StarCraft Legacy of the Void. Oh. They sold 1 million copies.
Really?
Worldwide. Yeah, pretty good. Nobody cares about StarCraft anymore.
Except for 1 million people.
Except for 1 million people. Yeah, you know, it's those RTS games, like MOBAs came in and stole their dinner. You know, your Leagues of Legends and your Dotas and your Smites mm-hmm. and your Heroes of New Worth.
Yeah.
And your
WWE Supercard.
I'm actually kind of surprised that they haven't tried to make a MOBA game out of the WWE license. So I'm going to set the stage for you because I'm
probably because someone shows it to Vince McMahon and he goes, that's stupid.
I'm going to set the stage for you real quick as far as what a MOBA is technically.
Okay.
So you're on the same map. It's symmetrical usually. So each side of the map is the same.
Okay.
There is an object or building usually that you have to protect.
WWE headquarters.
There are three lanes usually. And down these lanes march, they're called creeps, and they are just generic guys.
Okay.
And they march down the lanes at the same rate of speed, and they meet in the middle, and they fight. Then you've got your hero characters.
Yes.
Who all have different powers and abilities.
Yes.
So some of them are good at certain things, and not so good at other things. For example, like some of them are good at killing those creeps, so they can push their creeps closer to your base because you want to get your creeps closer to their base so they can blow up the widget at the end. And some of them are good at killing other characters. So I'm wondering like what a WWE game like that would look like. Because quite frankly, I'm surprised they haven't tried to cash in on that. Because they like money.
You described it. I filled in a lot of the blanks in my head. And yeah. I go, oh shit, I'd play that game.
Yeah, right? So like they just have, what are they called, jobbers?
Yes.
I listen to your show. Okay, so whatever happened to those guys, by the way? Remember that?
Yeah, in the structure of all this television now, they don't really do it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not that it doesn't work. They did away with it.
Right.
So jobbers exist amongst their own main roster.
Oh, boy.
So
that
rarely
sucks
do you
for those
see
guys.
Jobbers showing up.
Because it used to be like, Hulk Hogan fights this fucking guy in green trunks. And that guy's like, oh, man.
That guy's a champion.
Oh, shit. So those guys are just like marching at each other, right? And then you've got, you know, all your superstars running around doing crazy shit. And of course, they wouldn't kill each other. I mean, maybe they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And every time they do, one of them dies in real life.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, it seems like...
They've done beat-em-up games before.
Yeah.
Side-scrolling beat-em-ups.
Hey, man, I don't know. You know, might be fun.
Can we make it? Do you have the technical know-how to make it?
I don't.
We could sell it to them. It could be shit. They'll buy it.
They'll buy anything.
Yeah.
They'll buy anything.
They love shit.
You know, I think, and you put it on, you slap it on a tablet, you have microtransactions, done. It's $1 million a day. Easy.
We should make this.
Could be fun, man. Could be a fun
Let's
one.
Let's just find a guy that'll do all the work, and then we'll come in with all the creative stuff.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we sort of like...
Kill
him. Put him in a separate car, and then he gets driven away, and he's like, that guy wasn't part of the deal.
Mafia 2!
Yeah. So, anyway, MOBAs, right?
What game did you play this week?
Much of the same. Heroes of the Storm. I've been playing a lot of Heroes of the Storm. Okay. They released the character that they had talked about at BlizzCon, who's a giant two-headed ogre. So when World of Warcraft first
Michael Eisner!
Zing. When World of Warcraft first came out, Blizzard was doing, and they still do it every year on April Fool's Day, they do like a joke thing, just like everybody else. But they were kind of doing it before a lot of people were. So the very first year it came out, one of the jokes that they did was they were going to introduce a two-headed ogre character that two people played at the same time. One person controlled one head, the other person controlled the other head.
Huh.
And it was like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So that was a joke, as it turned out. But flash forward 11 years later, and they actually did that.
With so Heroes from the time the Mafia 2 came out to now.
Yeah, there were two Mafia games that happened in that time. So, yeah, they released a giant two-headed ogre that two people play at the same time.
That's super cool.
One person controls one head, and that person is the movement. They do all the movement, and that part of the character has, like, melee attacks and sort of the up-close sort of tanky kind of stuff. Like, he soaks up a lot of damage.
Okay.
The other character playing the other head is sort of like a magic casting character.
Okay.
But they're locked into wherever the other person goes at all times, always.
So how can one do melee attacks while the other one's casting at the same time?
At the same time.
Okay, that's good. You're right. It's not just one.
No, not at all. In fact, in a lot of their, like for example, the guy playing Cho, the character's name is Cho Gall. So one person plays Cho, the other person plays Gall. The person playing Cho, who handles the movement, has an ability where they roll like a big explosive, essentially, and it rolls out and it does damage.
Like a bowling ball.
Like a bowling ball. And it rolls out, and when it hits something, it does some damage. But the other person playing Gall can press E at any time while it's rolling and detonate it.
Oh.
So
if they felt like it's got to blow up sooner than what you thought.
Exactly. In fact, you can't detonate it at all if you're the guy who's doing the rolling. Only the other person can detonate it.
So if it hits a structure, does it detonate?
No.
Or just...
They have to blow it up. Okay, so they control when it blows up.
I see.
Yeah. It's super interesting and fun to do and a lot less frustrating than you'd think it would be.
I didn't imagine it to be that frustrating because I like playing games with someone when they want to be the driver.
Totally.
And then I'm the shooter.
There was an arcade game like that. Do you remember? One person drove, the other person had a light gun and shot out of the car.
No, what was that?
I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Outrun.
It's not Outrun, but it's Outrun.
Cruising USA.
It was like this. I think it was a sit down cabinet where it was like, you know, like the front half of a car that had a wheel, and one person had the wheel, and the other person pulled in. You shot out of the car.
I like this.
Anyway, so
you
yes.
should get that for your home.
Oh God, I'm out of if the ugh. I want to put an arcade machine in here desperately.
I want there to be an arcade machine in here desperately.
I desperately
want to
do it. In fact, I've thought about like having our friend who's a welder sort of fabricate a fake half cabinet.
Yeah.
Where I could do like, it would basically just be a cabinet that held a PC and a joystick rig with a big monitor. So, I don't know.
I tell you right now, get rid of some of these books.
We do have an awful lot of books.
You got a lot of books. And then you take one of these shelves, you can put that amount of books on top of the arcade machine.
Easy, right?
And no one's still going to read those
books. No one's going to read those books. So I've been playing a lot of Heroes of the Storm. I just got accepted into the Overwatch beta for this weekend, so I'm very much looking forward to that. Thank you very much. I tried my hardest. I'm wearing an Overwatch jacket as we record right
now.
That's
how you got in.
It's my Overwatch track jacket.
I knitted this.
I made it myself. And then, of course, a ton of Fallout 4. I'm 21 hours in, I think. Hey, that game's real good.
Yeah?
Yeah. That game's real fun.
I watched Conan O'Brien play it.
Oh, I should watch that. I haven't seen it yet.
Clueless Gamer.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one because they dressed up.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can. Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
His guy, Aaron, you know, works on the show.
Yeah.
And who's a big video game nut. And Conan dressed up. And the video starts, you know, they're probably doing stuff all in between, but the first thing they show is Conan bitching about why they're dressed this way.
You know, he's going to Armenia to do a week of shows in Armenia.
Really?
Yeah, because his assistant is Armenian. And so they organize a trip and they're going to go do the show in Armenia. I think maybe they're not doing the show in Armenia. Maybe they're just doing a bunch of segments there.
That's still cool.
Now that I'm saying it
out loud. I like that he does all the
Yeah, he went to Cuba. Mm-hmm. You remember? That was super cool. Yeah, so video games, it's a good time for games right now, friends.
This is the best time for games.
There's a game I'm going to buy and play and report back next week called Hard West, which is like a Wild West XCOM kind of game.
Okay.
I love cowboy games. Mm-hmm. There aren't enough of them for some reason.
There are not. Sunset Riders.
When was the last time you played Sunset Riders?
It's been a while.
Don't.
No.
Let it stay that way in your memory.
No, it can't.
You should.
You feel the same way about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade games?
Yes. And, oh my god, X-Men Arcade, buddy.
Love it.
Not good.
Great.
Not good.
Spectacular.
It's on the iPad. You can play it on the iPad.
Oh.
It must be cheaper now. When I got it, I was so excited. I was like, $10, you bet. Here you go.
I bought it on Xbox 360.
Oof, man. It's so short. It's so short. It was designed to take quarters away from children.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
Because now I put all the quarters that I ever need.
Well, there's that.
Oh! Dazzler!
Yeah. Good. It was so hard to aim everything in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Okay. Cool, man. Cool. Well, I'm looking at the thing now. We're 45 minutes into the show. 46 minutes almost.
Oh, you probably got to pee and poop.
I got to pee. Do you have anything you want to bring up before the break?
Well, we're going to watch these trailers, so we're going to...
Oh, yeah, great.
Check some stuff out.
Let's check some stuff out. Let's take a short break. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with some more 16-Bits Podcast. What do you say?
Let's take a short break, and then we'll be right back with some more 16-Bits Podcast.
I think we should take a short break, and we'll be right back with some more 16-Bits Podcast. Everybody, welcome back to the show. Hope you had a productive time away from us. We sure did. We watched the Mafia 3 trailer. What'd you think?
We're going to take a short break and we'll be right
no,
back.
No.
What?
No. We're back now.
Oh.
Now we're actually back. Yeah, welcome. Hi, nice to have you. Scott.
Huh?
Okay, good.
Yeah, take a short break. I'll be right back with more.
What'd you think? Looks good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no gameplay.
Yeah, someone animated a really cool looking trailer.
Yeah. But, I mean... It's a departure, certainly, from the other, from the previous story.
Just being the most mafia-esque mafia.
Right, yeah, some godfather-ass mafia shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks cool.
Going after the mafia.
You don't see a lot of games take place in, like, the Bayou.
The Adventures of Bayou Billy.
Okay. With the exception of the Adventures of Bayou Billy, you don't see a lot of games take place in the Bayou.
Josh, why play any other games than The Adventures of Bayou Billy?
Oh boy, how much time you got? Have you played that game?
Yes.
That game is a smoking husk of garbage.
It's so hard.
It's like needlessly difficult.
But I loved it.
Did
as
you?
A kid,
well, you didn't know
as
better.
A kid okay, because yeah. It would just the cover
endless
and
hours.
Everything about it was just right. Like this is so cool. And I like, sucked at games.
We can't afford Crocodile Dundee rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
You didn't know that you couldn't... Getting skillful at a game wasn't existent as a child, I felt.
Oh, maybe you just sucked.
Yeah, I know I did.
Oh, okay, I see.
So it's just like, oh, I'm doing it right. Like, I played games like Steve Sears did, where I just played the exact same way every single time, expecting a different result.
To be different? Yeah, got it. The very definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, hey, I'm glad you were able to overcome your childhood insanity disease.
Thanks.
Which is a disease that is affecting tens of children around the world right now.
Yeah, Steve Sears and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's just the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. You know, so you have an Xbox One.
Sure do.
And the new Tomb Raider title is a timed exclusive for the Xbox One. It will come to PC and PS4 later. Well, technically at the very beginning of 2016.
Is there a countdown clock?
I'm sure there is somewhere, but I think early 2016, maybe January, February-ish.
Okay.
But they have it through the holiday season is what's important for them. And all the reviews have been really good, and the game looks incredible. All of the footage I've watched has been really very, you know, all the animations are really smooth. The whole thing is really great, and of course it stars, you know, the
Tomb Raider,
the heroine of Tomb Raider, the Tomb Raider herself, Lara Croft,
mm-hmm.
Very popular character. And I'm told that in the new game she does not die as horrifically as she did in the old game.
Oh, even more horrific.
I think it's less horrifically. Okay. It's less like watching a Saw movie. You know what I mean? Because some of those were...
Oh, disappointing?
Yeah, fair.
And not scary?
Very disappointing and not scary. So I'm told... now, I didn't do the booking for this week, but I'm told that this week's guest...
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Has something to do with that.
Yeah, it's... I mean, he reached out on Twitter... And he said, you know...
To you at 16 Bits Podcast?
At 16 Bits Podcast.
I didn't see it.
Oh, really?
I didn't see
it. It was
the
a
tweets.
DM.
Okay, yeah.
Because I follow him.
Got it.
Because I thought he was writing a lot of jokes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
It turns out it's real.
Totally real.
It's her on-again, off-again boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's Laura Croft's on-again, off-again boyfriend.
Do you
boyfriend.
Know if they're on right now?
I really don't.
Okay.
I didn't want to ask.
Yeah.
Because it seems sensitive.
Sure.
It seems very sensitive.
And I think I have... Look, based on our past guests,
yeah.
I have a feeling that this may go south very quickly.
What are you talking about?
But
that's a negative attitude, sir.
No, no. I just want, you know what they say, hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
You're about to say prepare for the best.
Prepare for the best and hope for the worst. My personal slogan. That's not what they say. But it is what I believe.
That's our first t-shirt.
Prepare for the best, hope for the worst.
Games.
So, yeah. but you know, keep in mind there are two sides to every story.
Oh God, there is.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
Oh, no wonder I'm not married.
You've got a lot of apologies to make.
Oh yeah, I do.
So you want to get up and go get him out of the lunch den?
No, I'm comfy. But all right.
All right. Well, I'll just wait here. Do we know what his name is?
I just know.
Oh, he's just got a Twitter handle.
Yeah.
What's his Twitter handle?
Lara Croft's on again, off again boyfriend.
Boy, he really just defines himself by that relationship. Huh?
Yeah, he tweets emojis.
Yeah, he must not have a lot going for him.
Hey,
okay, yeah, we'll find out.
That's
we'll find
judgmental.
Out. Okay, yeah, well, you're right. You're right. Yeah, it is judgmental. Come on, Callahan, get it together.
Hey, so we're doing this? Is this happening? Is this?
Oh, yeah. Hello. Hi, I'm Josh Callahan.
The time for this.
Co-host of the 16 Bits podcast.
Great. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Here's my card.
Thank you so much for coming. Your card just says Joshua on it.
That's a typo. It's Joshua.
Oh.
There's no you.
Joshua.
That's why Lara and I get along so well.
I see. Boy, you had that one in the tank for a while. Okay. I get it, because she doesn't have a you, because her name is Lara, your name is Joshua.
Yeah, everybody calls her Laura,
right.
And they're wrong.
They are wrong.
They call me Joshua, and they're wrong. It's Joshua.
You know what, people...
Joshua and Lara.
Yeah, I get it.
Forever.
Oh, cute. Cute. Oh, that's what your tattoo says.
It is.
Yeah, and then it's crossed out, and then it's uncrossed, and then you have another one, it's the same thing, it's uncrossed out underneath. You've just got a whole sleeve of those things, huh?
Yeah, two sleeves.
Yeah, boy.
It's difficult.
Those go all the way up to your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big...
Yeah, I don't like sleeves.
Sure.
I like to wear tank tops.
Yeah.
I'm a male model.
I get it. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
What is that hair style called? That is really slick.
This?
Yeah.
It's called the Tomb Raider. It's especially dedicated to Lara.
Okay.
It's the ponytail in the front.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The front ponytail is really, you are really, I feel like I couldn't pull that off. Do you think I could?
Are you a male model?
No.
I know.
Okay. Well,
so no.
Fair enough.
You couldn't.
Fair enough. What brings you to the show? I'm sorry. Scott told me he set up the meeting with you. I don't really know what he said, but if you know, we've got a big platform here.
This is a plea for Lara to come home.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh geez. What happened? Tell me all about it.
Her adventures are so important to her.
Yeah.
And I don't think they are. I think the adventure of our love is what's important.
She's, you know, in the new, she's been raiding tombs in Siberia.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I've been posing for pictures for Calvin Klein.
Oh, yeah?
And for Diet Pepsi.
Are you actually a Calvin Klein model?
Yeah.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
Joshua, look it up.
Am I going to see you on, like, billboards or... Are you on any billboards now?
No, I'm in periodicals.
Oh.
I'm in periodicals currently.
The section of the library or?
Yes. If you go look at old magazines in the library, you will find me in there. I'm
just modeling.
I'm just all over the place. I'm like the Dewey Decimal System. I'm all up in that.
Wow.
Which some say is like a tomb, and I'd like Laura and I to just go to the library and just look at photos of me.
That's really kind of sweet. Why, what's going on? Do you feel like your relationship is not...
She has to find these adventures. She's saying she has to go find herself. She reinvented herself a couple years ago.
Yeah. And we were all really happy with it.
Before that, I liked the way that she was. Very plastic and very objectionable, you know?
Yeah.
Just, you could look at her and objectify her, and it was great.
Right.
It was our relationship. And you could do the same for me.
Uh-huh.
I really liked that. And then she grounded herself.
Right, yeah. Things got deeper.
Oh, and her father died. Uh-huh. And, oh, I gotta go find something and look for it.
She had to find herself.
That's dumb. I'm at home, and I'm just eating grapes by myself.
Oh.
And she's not there. And I have my day to talk about. And who am I supposed to talk to about? Our pug?
Which? Oh, go! Oh, you have a pug?
Yeah,
is this a picture of him?
Yeah, that's the picture of our pug.
Oh, what's his name?
Gex.
Uh-huh. After the character Gex, or?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that used to be our favorite game.
Wow.
Because games are silly, and it's not something to be pursued.
Oof, boy.
Well, unlike male modeling, which is very important to the world.
You know, you were actually on a podcast now specifically dedicated just to the pursuit of games.
Yeah, and I'm letting everyone know, stop playing Tomb Raider. Oh. Stop making Laura go out and search for something that it's at home with her pug and her man.
If she were listening to the show right now, what would you want to tell her if she were listening?
Come home, baby.
Yeah.
Come home. I'm having these horrific nightmares of how I see you die.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
All the time. Every time I close my eyes, I see just some stick going up into her brain.
Yeah.
falling down.
Yeah, I've had the same visions.
See?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
It's not just me, Lara.
No. Yeah, boy. You know, you seem like such an interesting and complex person, but certainly you...
It's all the self-loathing.
Uh-huh.
It's really what it is.
You can't just define yourself by a relationship to another person.
No.
What else do you
do? That's why I need to define myself with another person. That's why I need Laura home.
Yeah.
To help define me.
Okay. Well, yeah. I got...
The real treasure's in here. I swallowed a locket that means a lot to her of her father. So if she wants it, she has to come get it.
Are you sure you haven't, passed it? How long ago did you swallow
it? Oh, I'm a male model. I don't poop.
Ah, right. Yes, of course. Yeah.
I had my butthole sewn up years ago.
Oh, what was that? What was that all about? What was that like?
Oh, it's very painful.
I bet. It sounds terribly painful.
But it saves a lot of time.
You know the new...
Time that I could be spending with Laura with a sewn up butthole.
What did you call her?
Laura.
Yeah. Well, you know, the new game's very popular. I don't know...
To who?
To a lot of people. A lot of folks really like it.
People and I that think are she, looking for something for themselves with open buttholes.
I think she's making a lot of people very happy.
She's making one person very unhappy.
Well, that might be a trade-off that's worth it.
Well, we're currently not together right now, so this is also a
was waiting for you to bring it up. I was waiting for you to bring it up. I didn't want to bring it up. I wanted you to bring it up.
Did she meet someone in this new game? Did she meet someone in this new game?
You are really gripping under the table very hard.
Did she?
You are white-knuckling that table right now.
Because I'm not okay with that.
I haven't played it. I don't know. I guess it's possible. But look, if you're not together right now, then really she can do whatever. And you can do whatever you want. You can go out and meet somebody. You know, we've had a whole cavalcade of folks come in here. Coincidentally, they've all been men. But, hey, man, you know what? You do you. It's 2015. You just go to town.
I'm just holding out hope because I have some more room here on my arm.
Yeah, for another tattoo.
For another tattoo of Lara.
Yeah, I see that.
And Jasha.
Well, hey, Jasha.
Forever.
I wish you only the best of luck. And,
if this doesn't get solved soon, I'm going to go find her.
Oh.
I'm going to go raid a tomb.
I have a feeling it's going to go really bad for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be fine? I'll just dress up as your father and go, oh, it's me, come get me.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, I was your father the whole time.
She is armed to the teeth. She's just got guns and spears and bow and arrow and the whole thing.
Ew, gross. All that stuff grosses me out.
Right. That's why I think you're really going to have a problem. You know, she used to kill dinosaurs.
What?
Back in the original games, it was full of dinosaurs.
I mean, come on. We all know, we're all God-fearing people, that dinosaurs are not real. They're...
This is a whole other turn.
It was a test by God. Uh-huh. Right there.
Okay. Well, you know, on that note, hey, just real quick.
I have some pamphlets I want to read.
I'll take this. How old is the Earth, do you think?
Oh, 200 years old.
All right, great, great. Yeah,
good. When America was born.
Boy, I did not have you pegged for that kind of guy. But I think that we're going to cut it off right there. That's where we're going to stop the interview. Are you going to make it home okay? Do you need a ride? Do you need a lift? Do you need me to call a taxi?
I'm also an Uber driver.
Okay.
So I should be okay.
All right.
Did you need an Uber?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Uber's a great service.
Yeah, it is. It is a good service.
It's a great service. You get to meet people, and you get to talk about things, and I get to talk about Lara.
Our show's not sponsored by Uber. We can't...
are you Lyft people?
No, we're today we were sponsored by, an air company. That sells air.
So. Oh, Polyair?
Yeah, you know them?
Oh, they're great. That's the only air.
Aren't they great?
Oh, they're super.
I have it shipped in.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then I ship out my waste products.
Notice you have a wedding ring.
I do.
Are you married?
I am.
That's a real treasure you have there.
Thank you. I think so too.
Lara, I will marry you.
Oh boy.
If you come back. I will marry you.
You may you
with a prenup.
Oh. Okay.
With a prenup.
Far less romantic.
What do you mean? I don't want my treasures taken.
What treasures?
I have a locket.
Right, I know. That's it?
Well, that's... And our pug, Gex. Right.
Okay, yeah. And a third thing or no?
Of course.
Yes.
And our car.
Mm-hmm. What kind of car? What kind of car?
It's the car from Rad Racer. There's 3D glasses. We drive in 3D.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Good for you. I wish you only the best. I really hope it turns out.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome. Hey, be careful out there, okay? The world's a dangerous place.
God protects me.
Okay, well.
God protect you? Should we talk about this?
I prefer not to.
All right,
thank you so much. I'm going to ask Scott to get... Scott, will you just sort of... You can show Joshua out.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. Here's a Jurassic World Blu-ray for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, enjoy. That's a promotional material.
Silly. Can't exist.
Boy, he is really anti-dinosaur.
Who could be anti-dinosaur?
I know. Hang on. You know what?
I love dinosaurs.
Oh, boy. I'm watching the closed circuit TV we have of the entrance and exits of the building here.
Mm-hmm.
He just tripped and fell and impaled himself on a piece of rebar.
Oh my god, I thought about that when I was in there.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I should have moved all that rebar we had out in the front. Oh, jeez.
Boy, that's a mess.
That's unfortunate. We should probably stop the show now and call somebody.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking move locations. But yeah, we could do that too.
Yeah, that's going to do it for us this week on the 16 Bits podcast. Thanks again for listening. As always, we would certainly appreciate it if you would jump on iTunes. Look, I can only ask you so many times to do it.
Yeah.
To jump on iTunes.
Once every episode.
And give us a rate and review of the show. You know, just give us what you think we're worth.
Do you go to Yelp? Do you try and figure out a good restaurant via Yelp and go... Oh, where should I eat? Maybe I should eat there because it's trusted because they have a lot of rate and reviews.
I thought you were going to ask people to review us on Yelp.
Do that too.
And I was then going to very carefully explain to you how that service worked. It's not just for anything in the whole world.
No, I'm saying that you know, it's a good guide because you go for the rates and reviews and you look at both and you go, oh, here's some words and here's some stars. I trust them. I want to check them out. You know already from listening to the show, you're now helping other listeners find us.
Go for the rates. Stay for the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Twitter at 16bitspodcast and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/16bitspodcast. And we're also at 16bitspodcast.com and... On whatever podcasting app you're using on your phone or device.
It's everywhere.
We're everywhere. We are the architect from the Matrix.
That's right.
We are all things.
We are all things.
Scott, you want to plug something?
Yeah. The Oracle was played by two different actresses because one of them died.
That's true. So that's going to do it for us this week on the 16 Bits podcast. Thanks again. And we have the holidays coming up. We're going to try to figure out what our holiday recording schedule is. Mm-hmm. So we'll get something to you. I don't know what it'll be, but we'll do our best to get it out. So until next week, my name is Josh Callahan.
My name is Scott Narver.
And we will see you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Leave your webcams on.
Leave your webcams on. Oh boy, what a creepy sign off.